The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part two of the jobs report and inflation. Now, towards the end of last week's discussion, we were talking about credit card balances. Well, I've heard we're looking at some of the largest increases in consumer debt.
According to the Fed's Consumer Credit Report for June, overall debt rose by $40 billion in that month. That's the second largest increase in history. According to a report from credit agency TransUnion, the number of total credit cards in the U.S. now exceeds 500 million for the first time ever, with 18 to 25-year-olds and subprime borrowers opening the most new accounts. Turns out, more and more people are following Uncle Sam's lead and spending money they don't have, more than ever, because there's no other choice. How long can it last? Well, as long as there are jobs. So, despite this reality, let's explain what the Fed is doing. Again, the jobs report demonstrates that people are taking on more part-time, short-term work, while steady, full-time jobs are on the decline. Even so, many folks in positions of power care most about the headline numbers, including those at the Fed who are bent on manipulating our economy. These are the same folks who, long ago, made decisions that got us to this point.
And now, they're planning to sacrifice economic growth and all of us in what they say is an effort to fight inflation.
Which may or may not work. You know, the Fed also cares about made-up numbers, too, like its 2% inflation target. According to the latest jobs data, there are 1.7 job openings for every unemployed person. In theory, that means a lot of unemployed people could potentially get hired for two jobs today, and others who have one job have the ability to add another. At least this is how the Fed sees it. The Fed is trying to balance supply and demand in the labor market, and it has said it wants to see the ratio between job openings and the number of unemployed people drop. So the pre-pandemic average was around 1.0 compared with the current 1.2 and the March high of 2.0. So this is an undeniable trend that hasn't broken yet as inflation has kept rising. So all in all, know that the latest strong jobs report counterintuitively means that the Fed has more reasons to sacrifice economic growth to fight inflation. And that means more pain for people on Main Street, no matter how much they're hurting already.
So even if you hear this so-called good news on inflation, consider the context. The Fed and Biden administration can manipulate the numbers all they want, but the truth always reveals itself. So my question is, when will this suffering end?
Inflation is still near 40-year highs and isn't likely to go back to any kind of pre-pandemic normal anytime soon, if not for many years. Meanwhile, the economy, as measured by gross domestic product, is still slowing. Gas prices have come down over the past month or so. That's a welcome sign that inflation may be easing, but the damage to the economy from the great money-printing monetary experiment of 2020 and 2021 has been done, and it's likely not over yet. If the Fed sticks to its plan to fight the inflation it helped create, we're likely to see more of a slowdown, more job openings disappear, more credit card balances shoot to the moon, and more people take part-time jobs and second jobs. In other words, we're going to see more Albert Elliott's. Prepare accordingly. Here at Bradford, we can help you prepare and protect your investment portfolio for whatever comes next, the best or the worst.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.